No more excuses. Quit making excuses and walk into your destiny. From Scripture, we learn in John 5, verses 5 through 8, one who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Now, I find the interaction between Jesus and the lame man typical of the way many people act in times of need. Scripture says he had suffered for 38 years, a lifetime on a mat, begging. One would think he would be sick and tired of being sick and tired. And yet, when Jesus asked if he wanted to get well, he responds by making excuses for why he's in this situation. Why is it, I wonder, that he didn't scream loudly for all to hear, "Yes, Lord, I want to be healed"? Instead, he made excuses that delayed his healing. Jesus ignored the excuses, took immediate action, and told the man, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." How many times do we imitate the man on the mat? We allow our past or our problems to cripple us and rob us of a full and rich life. Sadly, like the lame man, we accept our condition and resign ourselves to a life of lack. We become victims, accustomed to a life of helplessness. We make excuses for ourselves and try to explain why nothing is working in our life. I confess that I have imitated the man on the mat. I made excuses, not realizing that Jesus wants us to simply believe in him. Once we believe in him, we must walk in faith. In faith, we are to get up, pick up our mats, and pursue God's perfect will for our lives. Child of God, I encourage you to commit today to get up. Step up and over all that is holding you back. Speak to your mind, body, and spirit, and declare no more excuses. Jesus, thank you for this lesson on believing instead of making excuses for my situation. Holy Spirit, help me to simply believe, get up, and walk in faith with my eyes, heart, mind, and spirit fixed on Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.